Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
For this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. On this program, we do not concern ourselves with the cost. This is our freedom. Look, freedom is not cheap, I'll give you that, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? We do take calls in the second hour, as always. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, if you do want to speak tonight, make sure you press the number 1. Gives me a little icon. Tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And as always, listening is okay. Listening is just fine. Now, you're probably wondering, what the hell am I doing on the air this early? Well, unfortunately, I had really nothing to do today. And I get on Drudge, and I get on Facebook, and I get on Fox News, and all these news sites, and I start looking at this, and all of a sudden something popped out in front of me. Ann Coulter canceled her speech at Berkeley, which was supposed to go on tomorrow. Well, the reason why I'm on early is because I am pissed off, and I cannot wait till 8 o'clock tonight. I mean, enough is enough is enough. I am sweating profusely right now. I am so pissed off. I am out of my damn skin. When in the hell is this country going to stand up to these thugs? These are Nazis. These are the fascists, this Antifa group. Now, if you did study Nazis, they're Antifas, which obviously they didn't. Because they probably went to the public school system, and we know the public school teachers were not properly educated. And how can you possibly educate someone when you're not educated? Well, the public school systems in the United States of America has been doing it for decades. Tired of it. But if you did actually study the Nazis, the German Nazis, the tactics that Antifa is doing is the same thing. They are acting exactly like the 1930 Nazis. And they all said, the Nazis, remember, we're fighting fascism, we're fighting communism, we're fighting this, we're fighting blah, 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 blah. All tyrants hate other tyrants because they're threatened. Because they want to be the ones to rule the world. Well, you Antifa bastards, you are the Nazis. And I am sick and tired of this country backing down to these bastards. I am really pissed off at the police. I mean, I am beside myself with these bastards. I've had enough. And I don't want to hear these cockamamie excuses that, oh, well, our hands are tied. We can't do anything. We were told to stand down. Well, let me tell you something, a little something about that. That right there is not an excuse. I will not buy it. I will not take it. I will not listen to it. It's a non-excuse. That is lazy. That is lazy. Now, one of the first things, and I know I preached about this on this show before, but one of the first things that they told us when I joined the United States Navy, I think it was the first day in boot camp, they told us, yes, you have to follow your orders, but, if you get an order that's unconstitutional, immoral, or just plain friggin' wrong, you not only have a right, but you have a duty, an obligation, a fiduciary responsibility to disobey that order. Well, let me tell you something, cops. Your fiduciary responsibility is the safety of citizens. And when you are going to allow these Nazi thugs to go out there and burn freaking campuses down, burn cities down, throw rocks, throw bricks, throw bottles. Tell you right now, they got that guy who got hit with a bike lock over the head. And if you're going to allow this, you are not doing your job. You don't deserve your job. You're not doing your job. So don't give me this nonsense that you're just doing your job because you were told to stand down. You're not doing your job. These bastards are terrorists. Yeah, that's right. You just used the T word, you damn skippy. And I'm going to use it again. They're terrorists. And don't give me this, there's a difference between a domestic terrorist and an international terrorist. What? If you think that there is a difference between an international terrorist and a domestic terrorist, please let me know who your dealer is so I never get a hold of that son of a bitch. I don't want to be smoking anything that you're smoking. Absolutely refuse. There is no difference. Terrorism is terrorism. Whether I don't give a damn where it's domestic or international, what difference does that make? These people are terrorists. Now, it's bad enough we got these school officials who tell the cops, stand down. Don't get these terrorists upset. They might terrorize the campus. They're already terrorizing the frickin' campus. They're terrorizing the cities. They're terrorizing everything. They're terrorizing America. And if you cops are too afraid to stand up to the person who told you to stand down, you don't deserve your job. You're not doing your job. Good God, what in the frickin' hell is the matter with you? What in the hell is the matter with you? I want a freaking cop to come on here and try to explain yourself. But guess what? I'm going to roll your ass up and smoke you. So don't even attempt it. You don't have an excuse. I am tired of hearing this crap. Good God Almighty. I mean, I am beside myself tonight. And I'm sorry that I had to blast off into Deep Space Nine, but God damn it. Enough is enough. These people are terrorizing this country. And now we got cops that are afraid to go out there and stop them? Well, if you're afraid to do your job, cop, well, why don't we bring in the frickin' Marine Corps? Pretty sure those bastards aren't going to be afraid. Pretty damn sure of that. Hell, you don't even need the Marine Corps. You can get a half a dozen drunken sailors. They'll go out there and do it. Sailors! Sailors, for Christ's sakes! Oh, my God, in sweet blue frickin' heaven, what the hell is the matter with the police in this country? God, they'll break into a home without a warrant, without probable cause, and steal your children. But they won't do a goddamn thing when these thugs are out there terrorizing the goddamn country! They are burning buildings. They're looting buildings. They are causing violence. Not only that, they're masked so no one can see their faces. That's called a coward, by the way. Good God, police, get your frickin' priorities straight. Your main priority, your first fiduciary responsibility is the safety and security of the frickin' citizens. That's why we invented the goddamn police department. And if you don't understand it, get the hell out! Good God! I am telling you, I am so pissed off today. That's why I couldn't wait till 8 o'clock. I could not wait till 8 o'clock. I had to come on the air and talk about this. Jesus Christmas! And now we got Ann Coulter. She had to cancel. And I'm going to pull this story up here. This pisses me off. I was so, and matter of fact, this is what really ticks me off. This is what really sets me off, is there was a post that somebody put, I don't know, I don't remember who put it, whatever, but it was a post about Ann Coulter braving it up and gonna speak. Excuse me, I'm choking to death here, but I'm pissed. I mean, I'm still sweating profusely. I'm going to have to take a shower after this show. This is ridiculous. But I was so proud of her for standing up against these creeps. They all, you know, they make these threats. Oh, you come out here and speak, we're going to terrorize. Oh, let's cancel. We don't want to get the terrorists upset. I mean, Jesus Christ, how big of a coward can you possibly be? No. Somebody's going to come out and threaten to terrorize the audience for listening to Ann Coulter. Well, then you bring the police out there, and any one of these thugs that show up, well, then you thug them down. You either kick them out if they don't leave. Well, then here's a perfect opportunity, because I know you cops love to take out your sticks. You love to take out your tasers and your guns. Well, then use them! These people deserve it. They're attacking innocent people with bottles, with rocks, with bricks, with bike locks, fire. Oh, my God in heaven, cops, what in the hell is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Do your freaking jobs. Oh, my God. God. Well, this is what, well, anyway, I read this post, and I wrote on there, you know, hey, I am so proud of Ann Coulter, which I am, for standing up, braving it up, going to go out there and speak. Well, this little pussy group, the Young Americans Foundation, there at Berkeley, I don't know what happened, but somebody got to him. Some Antifa bastard got to somebody. Or got to a lot of them. And they cowered. They should have stood up and said no. They should have been able to. Here's what should have happened. If everything was, well, the way it's supposed to be, they should have gone to the police and said, yeah, we just got threatened by these people. So the cops should have then go, okay, we're going to bring a presence out there, and when they show up, well, we're not going to let them get away with any of their shenanigans. But did that happen? No. This young little American pussy foundation group, they pulled their support for Ann Coulter. Why? I don't know. You're cowards. Ann Coulter, this is her quote. I looked over my shoulder, and my allies had joined the other team. Yes, they did. This is what is just so infuriating to me. I mean, you little creeps there at Berkeley, you talk about freedom of speech. Freedom of speech? What the hell does that mean anymore? Well, as long as the liberals agree with it, then it's freedom of speech. Well, that doesn't work. That doesn't work for me, and that doesn't work for at least half of this country. The rest of you, you're a bunch of idiots. And I tell you something, you bastards had better be careful. And I do mean freaking careful. Because if a battle is really what you want, we will give you the entire goddamn war. You better stand down. You do not want to get a war with the right. You think that you're winning. Well, you get into a full-scale war with us, your asses are done. Guaranteed. Don't do it. But you know what, cops? You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to get off your fat, lazy, incompetent, donut-eating asses. I have no respect for you. None. How can I possibly respect a coward police officer? How can I respect a police officer that sits on his fat, donut-eating ass and allows these fascists, these Nazis, these fucking terrorists going out there terrorizing our cities, terrorizing our campuses, terrorizing our citizens? And I'm supposed to give them respect? No. Wrong. You want respect from me? You got to earn it. I don't care who you are. Man, woman, child, or beast. I don't care what your occupation is. I don't care if you're a cop, lawyer, a judge, a politician, or a freaking Walmart greeter. You want my respect? Earn it. Earn it. You're not earning it. I cannot give it to you. I don't give out respect cheaply. I don't just give it simply because you got a badge on your chest. Well, I don't respect badges. I respect what's behind the badge. And what you cops have behind your badge is nothing. A big, fat, giant, double bacon cheese nothing burger with extra special nothing sauce. That's what you have behind your badge. There's no freaking way in hell you are going to get me to give you 1 ounce of fucking respect. Now I'm cussing. Oh, this is just wonderful. Absolutely terrific. Well, you got me. Now I'm into Deep Space Nine. Well, since I'm here, let's continue. The Portland Rose Parade in Portland, Oregon, which I marched in that parade many, 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 many years ago when I was in high school. Well, now I'm going to, this is just sick. This is now just, I'm going to read what they wrote. I'm going to read their threat. I can't let this go, man. I mean, I am just beside myself. There was no way in hell I could have waited till 8 o'clock tonight to get into this. No way. No way. I would have exploded before 8 p.m. So I had to come on the air. And I'll explode on the air, and I'll do it damn proudly, too. We need a little anger. We need to get pissed off. How are we going to get anything done if we're just going to sit around going, oh, it'll blow over. Don't get excited. It's okay. Oh, you're just exaggerating. It's fine. Everything is going to be okay. Oh. Well, no, it's not. If we're just going to stand by and allow these terrorists to terrorize, we're just going to get more terrorism. But, I mean, that's me. I'm the whack job. I'm the crazy person. I'm the guy using common sense and friggin' logic. So what do you expect from me? I don't know. But this is just absolute. I mean, this is just absurd. So they threatened the Rose Parade because there were going to be some Republicans marching in it. So we all know Antifa. Well, they can't have any of the Republicans marching in a parade because we all know the Republicans, well, they're Nazis. They hate people. They hate women. Oh, my God. Those penile challenge creatures. Jesus Christ, women shouldn't even be allowed outside of the house. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. Us on the right, okay, we actually practice what the left preaches. What? Did he just say that? Wait a minute. Stop! Whoa, wait a minute. You just blew my friggin' brain. Yeah, that's right, I did, because it's the first time in your freaking life you heard the goddamn truth. The right practices what the left preaches. Yeah, but MSNBC and CNN and ABC are us and these jackwagons. And now Fox News is getting more and more liberal by the day, by the second. You won't hear that on those shows. No, you're not going to hear that on television. Oh, God, we can't do that. That's racist. We can't tell the truth. Who is this truth-telling son of a bitch? Get him off the air. Well, good luck. Well, here's what these thugs, these Nazis, these fascists, you are the real fascists. They claim to be anti-fascists, but yet they're acting like fascists. This is what fascism is. Terrorizing your opponent. Terrorizing a different voice than yours. Using violence. Fascism uses violence to intimidate their political foes. Anybody who disagrees with them, you must use violence. That is a fascist. You so-called anti-fascists, you are fascists. So if you want to vandalize somebody, you want to injure somebody, you want to kill somebody, well then do it to yourself, because you are the culprit. Well, since there were going to be Republicans in the parade, oh, we can't have any of that now. Well, they weren't going to stand for that. No, no, we're not going to have any of them Republicans on. No, Lord, damn it. Oh, God. Let's get on here. Let's send these bastards an email. Well, this is what they sent. Now, I'm going to read this to you. Now, this is what I like to know. After I get done reading this, I want to know why the FBI, why the local police, why somebody didn't go after these people. Why are they not being attacked? Why is Antifa not declared a terrorist organization? They're terrorizing people. How can they not be a terrorist organization? Somebody please explain this to me. How can you do it? You can't. But this is what they write, these freaking creeps. We will have 200 or more people rush into the parade, into the middle, and drag and push those people out, as we will not give one inch to groups who espouse hatred towards LGBT. What? I mean, what? Where is this coming from? I mean, I don't know where this is coming from. I come from a theater background. And yeah, here's a sad thing. There are Republicans. There are conservatives in the theater. And we're a pretty tight group. But we are labeled as homophobic simply because we're on the right. But yet, they had no trouble talking to me. And we all had conversations. We all worked together. Nobody said anything about their gayety or their anything other-ity. Nobody gave a damn. Everybody showed up, went to work, we went home. But the very moment that they find out that you are on the right, oh my God, the labels just fly off the frickin' handle. Let me tell you something. The right doesn't really give a damn what you do. We don't care. I don't care. I guess you could probably label me more of a libertarian because I could care less what you do in your bedroom. I could care less what you do in your living room, what you do in your backyard, your front yard, your garage. I don't care what the hell you do. I don't care if you inject heroin into your eyeball. Why should I give a damn about that? Why should I care that you are injecting heroin into your eyeball? You're not affecting me in any way, nor are you affecting anybody I know. You're affecting yourself. That's your decision to make. If you want to destroy yourself, that's your decision. It's not mine. It's not anybody else's. It certainly isn't the government's. I don't care what people do. And the right, for the overwhelming vast majority of us, we don't care. We could care less. We're not out attacking the LGBT group. I don't know anybody out there attacking them. I don't even know where this is. We hear about all these attacks, but we never really hear about the actual attack. We just hear that they're attacked, but we don't get to hear and see the real attack. What? I mean, where is this coming from? Because a couple of bakeries decided not to bake a cake for a gay wedding? Really? So, a couple bakeries decide not to because of their religious beliefs. And again, you know, I'm not a real big religious man. I could care less. I care less what people believe in. I just don't care. But the right is not overtly attacking this LBJ group. I don't know these letters. I get so sick and tired of these acronyms. I can't keep up with them all. LGBTQRAZ, what the frickin' hell? We're not out attacking you, gay people. Shut up. We're not out attacking you, black people. Shut up. We're not attacking anybody but the people who are attacking this country. So shut up! As we will not give one inch to groups who espouse hatred. Oh, really? So when you're throwing bottles and rocks and bricks and you're burning buildings and you're hitting people over the head with bike locks, that's not hatred? I'm sorry, what? What? We will not give one inch to groups who espouse hatred towards LGBT, immigrants, people of color, or others. Again, we're not attacking immigrants. We're saying, look, there's a lot of bad people coming over into our country through Mexico that are coming here to do us harm, and we've got to get some kind of control over our border. Every other country in the world does, but the United States can't do it. That's racist because we want to get control of our border. How about Mexico? Mexico has a wall on their southern border. The entire southern border is walled. And you try to be an illegal alien in Mexico. See how quickly you wind up in one of the worst prisons on friggin' Earth. I mean, what the hell is going on? Why is this happening? How did we get here? Well, we were lazy. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't get up early in the morning and go to work all day and blah, blah, blah. You got a lazy mind. That's what I'm talking about. A lazy mind. You take it out of your mind. If it's out of your mind, it's out of sight. Well, you can't be lazy anymore. America, we can't be lazy-minded anymore. We have to acknowledge the problem that is right in front of us, and we have to tackle it. Because if we don't, it's only going to fester and get worse, and then we're going to get another Antifa group. How many more terrorist groups do we need in this country? We got enough. And the biggest one is our goddamn government. Well, that's beside the point here. I continue with this absolute filth. In case the message was not clear to you, this is a sanctuary city and state, and we will not allow these people to spread their views in East Portland. Oh, here they are talking about free speech, but we're not going to allow anybody else to express their views. Okay, pointing out the irony here. You have seen how much power we have downtown and that the police cannot stop us from shutting down roads, so please consider your decision wisely. Well, the decision should have been they put up a police force, and when these bastards show up, they kick their ass. That would have been the responsible thing to do. That should have happened. But no. Oh, no. Oh, we got threats. There's going to be violence at the parade. We got to shut it down. We don't want any violence. We can't antagonize the terrorists. Let's be nice to them. Let's bring him into our little safe space here, and we'll serve him hot cocoa and give him a therapy puppy and some Play-Doh and some crayons, and we'll all sing Kumbaya. Ah, God damn it, there goes my chicken dinner. Oh, man, that's gross. Well, this is a load of crap. I'm sorry, but I gotta blame the politicians. I gotta blame the police. I gotta blame you, cops. I'm sorry, but you gotta take a lot of responsibility on this. When you are allowing a terrorist organization to terrorize, yeah, I'm gonna hold you personally friggin' responsible. Yeah, you are accountable for this. You damn Skippy. And a sanctuary city, any politician, any governor, any mayor who allows their city or their state to be a sanctuary city or sanctuary state, guess what? You just violated federal law. Your ass is in the can. Why isn't that happening? Oh, we don't want to piss people off? Wah! What about us? We've been pissed off for a long time. You guys have been screwing us and screwing us and screwing us and screwing us for how freaking long? But it's okay for you to piss us off, but we can't do that to you? What bullshit? Well, the Oregon Republican Party released this statement after the festival was canceled. Well, I haven't read this yet, so let's find out what the hell they wrote. The organizers of the annual Avenue of Roses parade have received an email threat from, this is where they sent it from, the giver at riseup.net. Now, again, this is what I'd like to know. Why is the FBI not after these people? Why are they not in jail by now giving a threat like that? That is a threat. That is a legitimate threat. Why is the FBI, why is the police not investigating this email? Find out who sent it. And why are they not in jail? It shouldn't take very long. Look, the FBI, it's going to take them 5 minutes with this FBI, this email address. And they're going to find out who sent it or where it came from. And why are they not in jail? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, that's right. The FBI, the police, the politicians, the schools, everybody's a freaking coward. Everybody's afraid of these people. I'm not afraid of them. I'm more afraid of not standing up to them than I am standing up to them. I'm not afraid of them. And we shouldn't be. We should all be ganging. When we see these Antifa people, every single one of us who is not a member of Antifa should be right over there kicking their ass. Oh, but we don't want to do that. Oh, okay. Well, we can allow them to terrorize us. They can burn our buildings. They can throw rocks at us. They can hit us over the head with bike locks. They can do whatever they want. But we can't defend ourselves? I'm sorry, what? That doesn't make any sense to me. You goddamn right you have the right to defend yourself. All animals, all living creatures have an inalienable right to defend themselves. You cannot take away self-defense. What? And that's exactly what this is. This is self-defense. So FBI, look up this, thegiver@riseup.net. That's the email address. Look them up. Go after them. Why are they not in jail? This is what I'd like to know. I don't get this. I guess it's okay to make a threat? Okay, let me make a threat. Oh, they'll throw me in jail because I'm on the right and I'm not a member of Antifa. So, yeah, I'd probably go to jail for a good 10 to 20 years. The organizers of the annual Avenue of Roses parade have received an email threat from thegiver@riseup.net warning that unless the parade organizers revoke the registration of the Multnomah County Republican Party in this year's parade, the group will send 200 or more people rush into the parade in the middle and drag and push those people out. This group brags, you have seen how much power we have, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's what you wrote? Oh, there's more. Okay. Sessions, Wheeler, Courier, Sanctuary, Victims, the Multnomah County Republican Party has for many years participated in the parade and calls upon mayor, the police chief, and the district attorney to take action against this criminal conspiracy to commit crimes of riot and disorderly conduct in violation of Oregon law. Absolutely. This is what I'd like to know. Why is it not happening? These people should have already been in jail. How long do you think it would take the FBI to find out who actually sent this? 10, 15 minutes? What? Under former Mayor Charlie Hales, said James Buchel, who is the chairman for the Multnomah County Republican Party, the city allowed this cancer of lawlessness to grow to the point where its leaders are now bragging, like some sort of comic book characters, that the police cannot stop us, but this is no laughing matter. Well, you're damn right it isn't. There's no humor in this whatsoever. The participation of political parties in events like the parade is not only an American tradition, but also reflects the most fundamental constitutional rights of free speech and freedom of assembly. The road to fascism begins with armed gangs of thugs using violence to shut down opposing points of view. You hear that, Antifa? This is exactly what I talked about at the very beginning of this broadcast. You are the fascists. This is what Nazis did. You call us Nazis, you're acting exactly like them. And that's what they did. Read a freaking history book once in a while. God almighty! The question now is whether the city of Portland will be complicit in such conduct. We hope the city's new leadership... I hate Portland, by the way. I grew up in Vancouver, Washington, and Portland always hated it. It's a pretty city. Don't get me wrong. It is. But the people are just out of their freaking minds. Wacko, man. That's where I went to broadcasting school, was in Portland. I know Portland, Oregon. Been all over it. I've been all over Oregon. Been all over Washington. All over California. I've been all over the world. I mean, this is just... I mean, I just can't understand how this is a topic of discussion. This should never, ever, ever, ever be a topic of discussion. Things like this should not happen in this country, and there is no excuses for it. I mean, absolutely none. Now, if you want to talk about a police state, oh, God. Now, check out this story. I mean, this is just beyond. I'm sorry, this is wrong. Now, again, if you're going to be one of those people that think that I'm a cop basher, you are not listening. You're not paying attention. You're not focused. You're not listening. I'm not a cop basher. Look, we need police. I'm sorry, but in today's society, we need police officers. But we need police officers to do their friggin' jobs! You go out there and you arrest all these people, but you never arrest the real criminals. Why, you got it backwards. Somebody takes their television away from their child or their phone from their child to discipline them. That can get you your children taken away from you. That is now considered neglect. Yeah, believe it or not. That's not a joke. That's not hyperbole. I'm not making this stuff up. There are parents who have had their children taken because they took their phone and their television away from their child because they disciplined them. My mom didn't have any trouble taking the damn television away from me when I was a kid. She also didn't have any trouble of going in the kitchen and grabbing a wooden spoon and whacking my ass. Nor did she have any trouble of making me go into my own bedroom and grab my own belt so she could whip my ass. It wasn't child abuse. It was not child abuse. And I certainly wasn't neglected when my mom would not let me watch television. Well, this story really, I mean, again... Look, I know there's a lot of cops. You want a police state because you want all the power. And that's what this is about. Doctors, they want all the power. Politicians, they want all the power. Cops, they want all the power. School teachers, they want all the power. Antifa, they want all the power. Everybody wants all the power. Well, guess what? You can't have it. You can't have it. So give it up. This is absolutely sick. This is not policing. So again, if you think I'm a cop basher, you're not paying attention. You're not listening. We do need police, but we need the police to be police. There's a difference. Worth County, Georgia. Children feel violated. Parents are furious. And I don't blame them. Oh, do I not blame these parents? I swear to God. I mean, I'd be in deep space 10, probably 11 or 12. I might even make it to 13 if this was my kid. I swear to God. And a lawsuit is getting filed after the Worth County Sheriff's Office conducted an illegal search of 900 students in the name of this war on drugs. Well, this war on drugs, if you really understand the war on drugs, our own CIA is supplying the drugs or allowing the drugs to be transported into the country. This war on drugs is a money-making machine. And that's why they came up with it. I'm sorry, Ronald Reagan, but this war on drugs you had, you might have come into it with good intentions, but it is nowhere near what it needs to be. If you really wanted to get rid of the drugs in this country, they'd be gotten rid of. Buy this nonsense. I'm not going to listen to it. Oh, it's very difficult. We got this. I don't want to hear it. If this country really wanted to get rid of drugs in this country, they'd be gotten rid of. April 14th of this year, the students of Worth County High School returned from spring break. They arrived at school to find a police state had taken over. The sheriff and deputies, with no probable cause, detained and illegally searched every single student in the school. Every single one. Now, when I was in junior high, yeah, it was not uncommon. You go into the bathroom, and you could buy a joint from anybody. It just happened. Just the way it was. I didn't really smoke pot that much in junior high. Well, I had a few times. More than a few. But, I mean, I really wasn't, an everyday user. But I had it. No, we all tried it. Who doesn't try it? Who doesn't try marijuana? I mean, come on. And the thing about marijuana is it can't kill you. Alcohol can kill you. You can actually OD on water much faster than you can OD on marijuana. You couldn't smoke enough marijuana to OD on it. You would have to extract the THC in a liquid form, and you'd have to drink buckets of it. But that's illegal. But you can buy alcohol anywhere you want. It not only destroys you very slowly, but once it finally catches up to you, then it's a very quick, painful death. I've known people who have died of alcohol poisoning. It ain't pretty. Because once your liver gives out, that's it, kids. Done. Well, the kids went home and their parents absolutely lost it. Now, why would they need to do that? Now, again, when I was talking about it in junior high, we had lockers. And they always had locker inspections, surprise locker inspections. And we had it when I was in high school. When I was in high school, it was early 80s. So we had it. Okay, it was their property. We were using their lockers. So they could come into the locker anytime they wanted and check for drugs. Nobody had a problem with it. They never really caught too many people. It was one, I think maybe one person my entire time in junior high and high school, that's 6 years. I think maybe one or two were actually caught. So it was kind of a pointless, fruitless effort. But they did it. Okay, that's fine. That's one thing. But when you come in and you got to be physically searched, let me read. Let's go back here. I'm going to read this now because I know it by heart. But I don't, I'm just worried I might miss a comma, I might miss a word, and I might take it completely out of context if I miss that comma or that word. So I'm going to read this verbatim, okay? The right of the people to be secure in their persons, meaning you, okay? A cop cannot just come up to you and start checking your pockets. What do you got in your sock? They can't just strip search you. They need probable cause, and you got to be under – I mean, look, there are certain things that have to happen. You can't just show up to school and be searched. You can't do that. Well, evidently, as the story goes here, there wasn't one drug bust. they not found one ounce of any kind of drug out of all 900 students. What the hell? So why did the sheriff and all of his little deputies show up and do this? Why did that happen? Why did that happen? Well, there is a lawsuit, and I certainly hope that they win, and I certainly hope that the school administrators lose their job. I certainly hope that the sheriff loses his job, and all those deputies who, not one of them, was to stand up and say, wait a minute, sheriff, this is wrong. You're violating the Fourth Amendment. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be a party to that. Did any of them do that? Hell friggin' no. Like, what? We going to be a police state? Yeah! Hoorah! Hoorah! I wonder if they brought their automatic weapons. I wonder if they brought in their riot gear to search these kids. I wonder if that's happened. I wonder if that happened. We need police in this country. This is not policing. We need real police. Real police, first of all, would not be doing that. Real police would not allow a terrorist organization like Antifa to make threats and cancel speeches, cancel parades, violence in the cities, campuses, all over, wherever they want. Real police would not do that. But the right of the people to be secure in their persons, which is you, houses, papers, and effects, that includes email. That includes text messages. Anyone who says that emails and text messages are not included in the Fourth Amendment, you sorry son of a bitch, don't even speak to me. Don't even look at me. I don't even want to look at your frickin' ass. You make me want to puke just even thinking about you, you ignorant son of a bitch. Against unreasonable searches and seizures. Where was the reasonable search and seizure with these high school kids when they found nothing? Zero. They found nothing out of 900 students. They found... Where is your reasonable search and seizure? How is that reasonable? If it was reasonable, you would think that they would get at least 100 out of 900. They got nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. Shall not be violated, which means you can't do it. You can't violate it, just like the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed, which means you can't do it. You can't infringe upon the Second Amendment. Nor can you violate the Fourth Amendment. How is this not a violation of the Fourth Amendment? I mean, there is no way anyone could possibly convince me of this. Even if the Lord God Jesus Christ himself was to come down here and threaten to condemn me for eternity in hell, if I did not succumb and say that this was not a violation of the Fourth Amendment, guess what, Jesus? I guess you're just going to have to send me to hell, because there's no way that I'm going to admit to that. This was a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. Why the hell do we have this Fourth Amendment in the Constitution? Why is it here? Well, it's to be followed. The Bill of Rights is in our Constitution to be followed. It's not in here just to look pretty. It is to be followed. And if that means, cop, that you are going to have to go home without an arrest, that means you're going to have to suck it up and go home without an arrest. Maybe if you got probable cause, which is evidence, not a tip and not speculation. Probable cause is evidence. Maybe if you got some evidence, maybe you can come back tomorrow and make your little arrest. This is how everybody operates now. Cops, lawyers, politicians, Antifas, anti-Trumpers, Democrats, no one is allowed to lose. And if you lose, well, then you got to terrorize. Then you got to, oh man, I mean, you got to throw a fit. You got to commit violence because you can't lose. Well, cops, suck it up. I don't care that you couldn't get an arrest. You couldn't get an arrest because you didn't have any probable cause. You didn't have any evidence. You can't do the search. You can't make the arrest. You don't have the probable cause. You don't have the evidence. Suck it up and accept it. It's not that big of a deal. Look, this is called freedom. And with freedom, cops, you're not going to win every time. Democrats, you're not going to win every time. Nobody is going to win every single time. And if you don't win, well, you have to look at yourself. Why didn't I win? What did I do wrong? What can I do to, well, fix myself or change something so I can win? No, we can't do that. We got to protest because we got to keep protesting and get more and more violent until we get what we want. It doesn't work that way. Freedom does not work that way. Stop being spoiled little brats. You can't always have it your freaking way. Jesus Christ, police. What are you doing? What is wrong with you? Oh, my God. What the hell are you people doing? You got it wrong. You got it backwards. Well, I hope to hell they get their asses sued. And this sheriff should lose his job. The governor, I do believe, I don't know, every state I think is a little bit different, but I do believe that in a lot of states, the governor can actually fire the sheriff. I don't know what it's like in Georgia. And don't quote me on that anyway, because I don't know. But people have told me this, and I think I've read it a few times too. But I think it depends on the state. Well, hopefully, if Georgia has a legitimate governor, they'll get rid of that sheriff. That sheriff needs to go. That sheriff needs to be fired. Let's see if that story has his name. Because I'd like to have a Oh, here it is. Jeff Hobby. He's standing. This is what it says. Standing by his rights violation on a massive scale. Noting as long as a school administrator was present, the search of the children was legal. Bullshit. What? No wrong answer. No, you cannot. Look, right here, the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, that's the very first item in the Fourth Amendment. The very first one, Sheriff. The very first friggin' one. The right of the people to be secure in their persons. It doesn't say the right of the people to be secure in their persons unless a goddamn school administrator is present. This sorry son of a bitch is now on my absolute top shit list. I want his frickin' number. I want to call this bastard. I want him on the show. I want to rip into this fucking prick. What the hell is wrong with you? That's not a cop. That is not policing. There is no way in hell you're going to convince me that that is policing. That is not policing. Jesus Christ. You want to talk about Nazis? That's what Nazis did. You don't think that Nazis showed up to people's houses and just started interrogating people and searching their homes? Searching what they had on them? You don't think that happened? You don't think that happened with the events leading up to the Revolutionary War? That's why the Fourth Amendment is in the Constitution, because that's one of the reasons why we fought the fucking British. Maybe you should have paid attention in school there, Sheriff Jeff Hobby. Maybe you should have paid attention in school and understood why we went to war with the British, why we had a Declaration of Independence, why we got the Constitution, and why we got the goddamn Bill of Rights. You are a sorry excuse, Mr. Jeff Hobby. I can't call you sheriff. You're not acting like a sheriff. I want this frickin' asshole's name. I want his number. I want to talk to him. I am pissed. This is not policing. That is not policing. God almighty. This is what it says in the school handbook. It says, school officials may search a student only if there is reasonable suspicion the student has an illegal item. Like maybe a teacher saw them put a pipe or a doobie in their pocket. Maybe that might be reasonable suspicion. I mean, this is just beyond. Now you say, well, why are you getting so excited over this? Well, because if we don't get excited over this, it's only going to continue. It's going to continue. It's going to. If they can do it at a school, they can do it at your job. Imagine that. Imagine if sheriff and all his deputies show up to your place of business where you work, and they just start searching all the employees. You don't think that can happen? How about if they just show up to your home? Well, that's why you have to have a warrant before they can search you. This is why warrants exist. But before you can get a warrant, you need probable cause. Probable cause is evidence. Probable cause is not speculation. It's not an anonymous tip. It's not even a tip, even if the bastard gave him your name or gave him their name. That's a tip. That's not evidence. Anybody can say anything about anything. I mean, my God. That's why you need probable cause, which is evidence, before you can get a warrant, before you can get searched. The Bill of Rights is in the Constitution for a reason, cops. I'm sorry, but you, sir, are not a police officer. You are a Nazi. You are a Nazi thug. I'm sorry there. What was his name again? Jeff Hobby. I'm not going to call you sheriff. You don't act like a sheriff, and I'm not going to call you one. You're a jerk. Sometimes these articles, they put the... Well, I guess I could find out his number. I could find out his email address. Well, I think I'm going to have to do that. I got no choice in doing that, and I think everyone listening here should do that. His name is Sheriff Jeff Hobby. He is with the Worth, W-O-R-T-H, Worth County in Georgia. So you can do a quick Google and you'll find him. You'll find him. Well, I'm going to find him and I'm going to send him a little nastygram. I'm also going to give him an opportunity to come on the show and explain his Nazi tactics and why he did it and why he's not apologizing for it. But he won't because he's a coward. He's a punk. You're a punk-ass bitch. That's what you are, Jeff Hobby. The governor should have you removed. Somebody should have you removed. And I certainly hope that this lawsuit continues, goes through, and you lose because you deserve it. You have no business being a police officer if this is how you're going to conduct yourself. And again, why am I so excited? Because look. This is how it starts. It starts at the bottom and just keeps working up. If we don't nip it in the bud at the beginning, it only gets worse. It gets worse and worse and worse, and it gets to a point where even if we wanted to, we could not stop it. That's why we have to stop it at the very beginning. That's why anybody who violates the Bill of Rights, whether you're a police officer, a politician, or this, a Walmart greeter, it doesn't matter. You violate the Bill of Rights, you got to be punished severely. So it sets an example. So the next freaking sheriff doesn't come up and go, oh, well, he never got in trouble for violating people's rights. I'm going to go ahead and do it. When is this going to end, people? When is this going to end? I told you, I could not wait till 8 o'clock tonight. I was so pissed off, and I got the window open here. It's not even very hot out in New York. It's actually pretty cold. I am sweating profusely. I am so pissed off at so many people, at so many things in this country. I could not wait till 8 o'clock tonight. I had to come on immediately. I'm going to do my best to cover a few more stories here. But I might have to cut out early because I could very well, very easily stroke out. I am that pissed off. So if you want to join me, you want to talk tonight, again, you know the number, 646-716-7978. And if you're already in my queue, which we've got a bunch of you, we are in the second hour now. This is when we take phone calls. So if you do want to speak, you don't need to call back in. Just press the number one and we'll bring you on. I want to find out what the hell you think. Of all I've been talking about here today, I want to find out what you think. Am I really off my friggin' rocker? I don't think so. But I want to find out what you think. I can't be that far off. I'm sorry. But when you directly violate people's rights. And it's written right here. Let me read it again. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated with no warrant shall issue. Meaning you can't get a warrant unless you got probable cause. But upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, meaning that if you go into a judge, you need probable cause again, which is evidence. You go into the judge and you say, yes, I got this, 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 and this. Well, you have to swear as an oath, meaning that you are not lying. And if you do lie, guess what? Well, you're supposed to get in a lot of trouble. But if your family has a lot of money, you got a lot of connections, well, they can let that slide. This is what pisses me off. I'm sick and tired of too many people getting slid through simply because of their family or their wealth or their political affiliation. I mean, this is not only that, not only when you get a warrant, but here's the kicker with the warrant. It's not just a warrant. Meaning, if you get a warrant, you got to be specific. You can't just get a generic warrant and do whatever you want. No, 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 no. This is directly from the Fourth Amendment, which is in the Bill of Rights, which is in the Constitution. And particularly, and you know I can never say that word, particularly. I've never been able to say it. My chronic broken left-handed tongue just will not allow me to say the word. I don't know what I can do. I can't do it. I've tried. I can't do it. Particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So, Sheriff Jeff Hobby, hopefully soon to be unemployed Jeff Hobby, if you wanted to personally search these students, you can search their locker because that is school property, not the student's property. That's school property. So they can search a locker anytime they want to. They cannot search the student unless they have, one, probable cause, which is evidence. Then they got to get a warrant. Now, in that warrant, it has to describe exactly, precisely what they are searching and of the particular things that they are seized. Meaning, you can't just have a generic warrant and say, yeah, we're just going to look for drugs. Well, no, you got to be a little bit more specific. Is it marijuana? Is it cocaine? Is it heroin? What the frig is it? You looking for guns? What are you looking for? You gotta be specific. And if you're not, well, then you don't get the warrant. You don't get to do the search. I mean, I hate to be bashing on cops here, but I mean, all three stories that I read involved police officers not doing their job. When they are allowing terrorists, and these are terrorists, Tifa is a terrorist organization. They are allowing these terrorists to terrorize campuses, cities, citizens, everywhere. That's not doing your job. I'm sorry, cop, not doing your job. All right, we do have a caller. Let's bring the caller on. I think I know who this is, but I don't. I think I recognize the number, but we'll find out. So if the last four digits of your phone number are 1659, you're now on the air. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Captain. It's Raquel.
Raquel! I thought that was you. I get so many numbers on here, and I think, why do I know that number? I'm sorry, but I'm still sweating. I got my rag. I'm wiping my face. I'm wiping my arms. It's soaking wet. I mean, I'm just beside myself with this crap. I can't take any more of it. I cannot take Antifa, the terrorist organization, terrorizing people. I can't take sheriff offices coming into a high school and basically strip searching. I wonder if they did cavity searches, too. I mean, what the hell did these guys do? I mean, did you hear about this story? Have you heard about it?
Not the second story, but the first story. But now I do. Now I did, thanks to listening to your first hour.
I mean, this is just...
I wanted to say, Captain, off the bat that I just appreciate so much your passion into the problems that's affecting the United States and you and I and our loved ones and our country. And the reason why you become so upset, and I really appreciate it when you do, because I do too, you know, as you know. And I get a lot of heat for that. You know, I get you know, words, I'm crazy, I'm this, I'm that. You know, I get called a lot of names. And people just don't understand how difficult it is. Like, you know, you said, you know, I might cut the show early because once we get going, and the reason we get going, it's very hard. You know, it's not a comfortable position. So we're not feeling good, right? So we don't feel good about this. That's why we're so angry.
No.
And that's why we're talking about it. And sometimes we're talking about it in a way that people aren't – is it everyday talk, right? So it's not the way we talk to our friends. But it's the way that we discuss these things on the radio because it's a wake-up call. I just want to say that it takes guts. To do what you do, and I appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Well, you know what, Raquel? I appreciate you, too, because you have the same kind of passion. You blast off just as much as I do, and we don't blast off for the wrong reasons. We're not just blasting off just to blast off. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. These Antifa bastards, they're blasting off for no reason. We're standing up to them. I'm trying to stand up to them. But I can't be the only one. You can't be the only one. We need a lot of people. We do need the police. I'm sorry. I am really pissed off at the police. I mean, this is just ridiculous. How can they possibly allow these terrorists to do this? I don't understand any of this stuff anymore. I don't even recognize this country anymore.
This happened specifically to me in Augustus in Pennsylvania. On April 1, there was supposed to be a scheduled Mid-Atlantic Festival, Liberty Festival scheduled some people, some libertarians, you know, who wanted to sort of do like a whole, like, bring together all libertarians across the country. Augustus Invictus was an invited guest, and then he was also scheduled to do a debate with another libertarian, Will Coley, and they're both on two sides of the political spectrum, I guess, within the Libertarian Party. And Will Coley had gone after Augustus, who had never met Augustus, by the way. But he still felt sure enough to go after Augustus when he was running for U.S. Senate. I know you know Augustus well.
Oh, yeah.
Captain. And so Augustus saw this as a great opportunity now to address all of the attacks that were made on him. This is a perfect opportunity. I was also an invited speaker. I was going to talk about my book, The Progression of the New York City Act. And because of my affiliation with Augustus Invictus, Antifa, first they went after Augustus, then they went after me too, then they just went after the whole event. And then what happened was the police ended up contacting the organizers and telling them, look, you got to pull the plug. You know, even though they were in a contract, you know, they were like, you know, we have a lot of people here, we have kids here, we have, you know, we have things going on April 1 weekend, and we just can't have any problems. And they pulled the plug. And also, Captain, I don't know if you've been following my Facebook page closely, but they were also writing these like hit pieces on us, including my name, my picture, my information, trying to be off, calling for libertarians to get me off the executive committee of the party in the state of Florida, and other things. So I feel it directly. And I do want to say that they're just cowards, you know. They don't show up. I mean, sometimes they do, of course. They show up and they're violent, like you said, and you said it so clearly. That's the time when the police have to come in and they have to protect us, and they're not doing it, and they didn't do it for us either in Pennsylvania. The police were of the mindset that they didn't want any problems. What should happen is the event should have. And the police have provided the necessary protection, but they did not. And that's what's going on
country. So let's say somebody comes into a bank with a gun. So the cop who is supposed to be guarding the bank, he doesn't want to upset the gunman. So I guess he just allows him to rob the bank. I mean, is that where we're going next? I mean, how is that not different than what Antifa is doing? How is it not any different?
I know. No, they're just like, oh, well, yes, they get to make threats. They get to, take down complete events, planned events. They get to do whatever they want, Antifa, because they are Antifa and they are against fascism. You know, I mean, it's absolutely bizarre. I think you and I talked about this before on one of your shows, just the very idea of being a fascist, the type of like organization you'd have to have behind you. I mean, it just doesn't really exist. I don't know that it does. I'm certainly not any part of any fascist group, yet they're so, it's so easy for them to label me, and they have labeled me specifically a fascist. And then that's okay. Cops, stand back, because this girl, you know, talking about the state, the New York Safe Act, which is, you know, the gun control law in New York State passed under Governor Cuomo,
right.
And it's horrendous, right? It's horrendous for Second Amendment rights.
I can't speak.
Yeah, I'm a fascist because I believe in Second Amendment rights. Yeah, I'm a fascist.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that was just. And the same thing with Augustus Invictus. It was just, we don't like the way you walk and talk, you know. So we're just going to call you a fascist.
But why is Antifa after Augustus Invictus? I don't see Augustus attacking anybody. I mean, not that I've read anyway. I don't know. I mean, I don't know him that well. He's come on this show before. I've seen a lot of stuff that he has posted. I don't see him attacking anybody.
He doesn't.
You know, and you,
I mean, he calls for the tyranny to stop. You know, he calls for people to be armed and be prepared. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. He has compared the Declaration of Independence with the current events today, and point by point, we have a much worse tyranny right now than our founding fathers did. So a cause for a revolution is already here, and that's the case that he makes. And he calls on the patriots, you know, which would be you and I.
Right.
And our friends and colleagues to be prepared and to get ready for another revolution, because the tyranny is so bad. And it's a good argument. I can't argue with that.
No.
But the Antifa people want to call him a fascist because of that.
Yeah. What amazes me is they don't understand. They're acting like fascists. That's what fascists do. That's what Nazis did. That's what they did. Exactly what they did. Brown shirts, they came into your home. They attacked you on the street. If you, anybody who had an opposing view, and
exactly.
If you said anything about the Führer, well, somebody turned you in, and you had the Gestapo or you had the brown shirts come in. You had somebody come in. You were arrested. You were searched. You were sent into a concentration camp. I mean, that's what's happening right here in America. I mean, this is just, I mean, it is so mind-boggling to me. And yeah, I do get very upset very quickly because I am frustrated. I want to solve this problem immediately, and I can't. Not only that, there's too many people that need to be on the side standing up to these people are not standing up to these people. We need the police to stand up against these people, but they're not. So how in the hell can we possibly stand up to these people without starting a war? Well, I mean, if that's what they want, they better be careful, because once the American people, us on the right, once we get going and fight, I'm sorry, but you on the left, you're going to be mutilated. I mean, you're going to be annihilated. There's not going to be none of you left. Don't do it. I'm warning you. It is not something that you want to do. Be very careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. And there are a lot of people on the right, like me, who will give it to you. So if a battle is what you want, I will give you the whole damn war. I mean, I am so pissed off right now, Raquel. I tell you. I mean, I'm ready to go.
I know.
I mean, I'm half crippled, but I'm ready. I'm ready to load the weapon, and I'm ready to go. I mean, I am, you know. But I don't know what the answer is other than we just simply can't accept. We can't keep accepting this. And the police,
no,
I'm
and
sorry,
the other
but
thing
you're
is that.
Ball.
You know, they don't believe in the electoral process, while they might claim to, but they don't. Because we on the right, we had, two terms of Obama administration, and it was a long time. And, the Libs, the Dems, you know, they were able to pull over, you know, do a lot of things that may not have happened under Republican control. And, now because this is really election cycles. There's never the case that you're going to find, for instance, you're going to have the the Congress and the White House controlled by the same party for too long, okay? You might have that, if you know, for one term president, but you're not. But the Congress always flips, okay? And this is
right.
just when you look at history. It's the same thing
right.
with the president. They're gonna flip, okay? The people flip from D's to R's. They flip, and the Dem, you know, these Antifa, these which I believe that they are just hardcore lefties. That's what I think they are, hardcore lefties, and they hate the right. And they're just calling themselves anti-fascist to be.
Well, I do believe that they're paid. There is a, now you can, it could be George Soros, it could be other organizations. Who's actually doing it? I don't know, but it does come from the left. It does come from the DNC.
Yeah, I think so.
I guarantee.
Yes, I think so too. Yeah.
It does come from.
You know,
the
so
DNC.
Here we go. You know, this is regular electoral politics, presidential elections. Any politico will tell you the same. But no. You know, these lefties, you know, they say, no, that's not good enough. We don't like Trump, and too bad. We're going to go bash some heads in. And the cops, well, they don't want to get hurt. I really – it is odd to me that the police are not fighting them. Not fighting them. It's not about fighting them. You know, just defending the freaking private property for some event or some parade or whatever it is. Why
Look,
is
the
it
very
that, the,
moment
that people
in
have
Berkeley,
to be threatened?
When that the very moment that fire was first started in Berkeley, the very moment that the first rock, the first brick was thrown, the very moment that they were taking those tables and trying to break the windows, okay, I'm sorry, but the cops should have moved in. They should have moved in far before any fires were started. Don't give me – I am sorry, but no.
Absolutely.
I cannot,
of course
will,
they have to. Yes,
yeah,
they have to.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to –
I mean, and you cannot – You, as a citizen, you can't just go on public property and start a fire.
Right.
You
can't break the windows.
You can't
throw. You can't
break the windows. Right.
And did you see that that one Antifa bastard? The guy was doing nothing, and he was actually trying to keep the peace. There was an argument between Trump supporters and the Antifas, and he was actually trying to keep the peace between the two so they didn't start a fight. And this one college professor, and I seen a couple of his speeches that he was giving in his lectures. Oh, my God, this guy is not a lecturer. He is horrible. I mean, the most boring professor I've ever met in my life, and he had no idea what he was talking about. He's mumbling and stumbling all over himself. Well, he came in the middle, and did you see that video where he took that bike lock and whacked that guy over the head? Blood was, I mean, everywhere. I mean, what the cops, what did they do? Well, they did nothing. And they still allowed these people to continue, allowed the protests to go on. It should have been shut down right then and there. Somebody gets hit over the head with a bike lock. Okay, you get hit in the head in the right way. You can die or you can get severe brain damage. But no, they were allowed to do it. You can throw rocks and bricks and bottles at people that are in wheelchairs going to a Trump rally. I mean, where's your freedom of speech with that? And why the cops aren't protecting that? Well, they took the same oath that I took when I joined the Navy, to uphold and defend the United States Constitution. Well, they're not upholding and defending the United States Constitution. They are allowing these people to violate our rights. Not only does the government and the police have to follow the Bill of Rights, but so do the citizens. I can't violate your Fourth Amendment right, Raquel. I can't come into your home and start seizing your property. That's theft. I can't reach into your pockets and pull out whatever you got and take it. That's theft. So we have to follow the same laws. Everybody has to follow the same laws. But because you got a badge, you can do whatever you want. Because you're an Antifa, you can do whatever the hell you want. Absolutely friggin' ridiculous. Well, something happened to Raquel. She got cut off. I didn't cut her off. Her phone probably gave out. I hope to God I didn't scare her. Oh, there she is. Okay, let's bring her back on. All right, Raquel, you're back off. I just lost myself, and I was like, then I just happened to look at my screen. I go, she's gone. And I'm like, oh, I'm over here talking to the wind. But nevertheless, I mean, enough is enough. But my whole point was, not only do the cops and the government have to follow the Constitution, but we have to follow the Constitution too. Meaning, I can't come into your home and seize your property. I can't reach into your pockets and seize your property because that's theft. So if a cop comes up and just arbitrarily picks you off the street and starts reaching into your pockets and taking whatever you have, that's theft. That's not policing. That's theft. So that's
right.
How I look at it.
Right.
Yeah, and I also – and I did like the – maybe the later half of the first hour where you talked a lot about the Fourth Amendment and you read it for the listeners. I enjoyed that part of the show too. I also read it out for people because the reason being the warrant is when somebody – when a police officer or an agent of the government has reason, a probable cause to believe that you've committed a crime, that's simply not enough to conduct a search. Not in somebody's home anyway.
Right.
But what you do with that probable cause is you take it to an impartial judge, and the judge gets to decide whether, first of all, a place can be searched. And as you were describing earlier, it also the judge has to determine the specific area to be searched, and that has to be identified in the warrant. Unfortunately, you know, these warrants, you know, it's like, you know, the Fourth Amendment is ignored. And the Fourth Amendment is just as important as breath. So, you know, I see a lot of people, I have a lot of friends who support the Second Amendment very strongly. But when it comes to the Fourth Amendment, they get a little wishy-washy. I don't know what to do with them.
You know, and you brought up a good point because I've got a lot of friends too. And when I talk about this stuff, they call me cop basher. Well, I'm not bashing cops. I'm bashing the bad cops. Look, if you're not doing your job, I'm going to bash you. I don't care if you're a cop, a politician, or a friggin' Walmart greeter. I don't give a damn. You're not doing your job. You're violating our rights. Look, the Bill of Rights is in the Constitution for a reason. It has to be followed. And when you're going to call me a cop basher for calling out these people, well, here's something you need to understand, you jerk, you friggin' ignorant bastard. Shut up. If you want to give up your rights, you need to understand something. If you want to give up, your cop comes up to your door and says, I want to come into your home and I want to search everything because I got a tip that you got something in your house that that's illegal. And you're going to allow them in and you're going to allow them to strip search you, cavity search you, do whatever they want. Well, you're giving up your rights. But when you need to understand something, when you're giving up your rights, you're not just giving up your rights. You're giving up my rights. You're giving up your rights. You're giving up everybody's rights. That's what you're doing, and that's why you need to stand up and say, wait a minute, because you're setting a bad precedence. So if you have all these people who are so willing to give up their rights, well, that's setting a bad precedence so the cop can say, wait a minute, I didn't have any trouble with these people, and now you're giving me heartburn for wanting to search your property. Now I got to arrest you. And now the judge goes, well, everybody else gave up their rights, and this bastard didn't. He's got to go to jail. That's 5 years. I mean, this is what people need to understand. Don't give up your rights, because you're not just giving up yours, you're giving up everybody else's. And we all need to stand up. First of all, education is everything. And nobody, I would say a good 60% of this country, have no concept of what's in this Constitution, no concept of what's in the Bill of Rights. They have no idea that the Bill of Rights are all of the things listed here, very specifically, of why we went to war with the British. Because the British violated our Fourth Amendment. They violated our Second. They violated our Third. They violated our First. They violated our Fifth. When you got in trouble, they sent you over to England to get tried. And they kept you over there. That's why the Bill of Rights is in the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. That's the Declaration of Independence is the Bill of Rights. If you look at it, they're very similar. There's a lot of similarities because these are the things that we did not want our government to do against the people. But nobody understands that because nobody's been educated because the educators have never been educated. How can you possibly educate somebody when you don't know anything? I mean, this is what's frustrating. And I grew up in the public school district. And I knew nothing but teachers in my family. And my neighbors directly across the street were teachers. All my mom's friends were teachers. I know the mentality of a public school teacher. I know their mentality. I know what you do. So don't give me this nonsense just because I'm not in the classroom. I don't know what's going on. Look, I know what's going on. And I speak to your students. And everybody that I speak to, your students, these are the dumbest people you've ever met in your life. High school kids, anybody under the age of 40 is a freaking manufactured idiot. I mean, an absolute idiot. These are stupid kids, man. Where are they getting this stuff from? I don't know. A global warming now? And if you don't believe in global warming, that makes you a terrorist. Believe that or not. Because you don't believe in this man-made global warming, that makes you a terrorist. I mean, where are these people getting this stuff from? I mean, I'm beside myself. I'm exhausted. I really am. I mean, I'm done. So.
I know. Well, you know what? It seeps through. Well, it doesn't seem like, you know, you're reaching too many people. I think that you do, because I think that we have to keep talking about it. And if we don't keep talking about it, it goes away and nobody cares and nobody pays attention. And
hey,
so
look,
what you're doing is the right thing. Just don't have a heart attack over it. I'll have to fly to New York to come and go to your fucking funeral.
I
don't want to do that.
I'm one of these kind of guys that I don't care if I'm the only one on the right side. I'm still going to stand up and fight. I don't care what the odds are against me. I just don't care.
Yeah, I get that from you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to stand up and do what's right. And why should I have to cower to these people? I'm not going to cower to them. I don't care if I'm the only one on my side. I'm not going to change my opinions, my views. Simply because everybody else has. That doesn't influence me. People don't influence me. Actions influence me. I don't get influenced by somebody giving me a speech. That doesn't influence me. Show me. Don't tell me. Show me. So, well, anyway, Raquel.
You know, I think you have Christopher Bruce on the line because he was commenting on Facebook.
No, he's not on. I did have a whole bunch of callers, and then all of a sudden they all left. I think I scared the hell out of them.
okay.
But
commenting earlier, and I noticed it on Facebook, but I guess he's gone.
Well, I think he starts his show.
No, maybe that's why.
Doesn't his show start? I think his show starts right now. Yeah, so he's
on. Oh, it starts at 5:30? Okay.
Yeah. But in any event, I am going to have to cut out here a little bit early. I'm sweating profusely. I mean, I am sweating profusely. I want to go on more, but I need to stop because I'm going to lose it.
I'm
you
good.
Know,
I'm
but,
good with that. No problem.
I want to play a song here. I want to close this song out. And I played this song on this show a number of times. Now, this song is from 1995 or 1967. And the song is by Barry McGuire. And if you listen to the lyrics, okay, first of all, what happened? You were talking about what happened in the Revolutionary War era. That it's worse today. Well, it's only worse today because our weapons have gotten bigger and stronger. But the same kind of tyranny it doesn't change ever. History still repeats itself. The only thing that changes in history is the date. You know, that's it. But if you listen to this song, listen to the lyrics of this song, and you will be able to hear exactly what is going on today. What was going on in 1965, 1967 is still going on today. And it's going to go on 20 years, 30 years, 50 years until we stand up and do something about it. If we don't stand up and fight it, it's only going to fester and get worse. So, Raquel, love you. I'm so glad you called in tonight. You did calm me down a little bit. I'm still sweating.
Good.
Still
I hope you have a great night. Love you, too.
I hope you have a great night.
I'll listen to the song. Yeah, thank you. Yep.
I appreciate
anytime.
You calling in. And I appreciate those people that were in the chat room and those that were listening on your smartphones. And I really want to thank all of you that do listen into Archive, because a lot of people that listen to the show do listen into Archive. So I really want to thank you. But I want all of you to listen to this song. This is by Barry McGuire from 1965 or 1967. It's called Eve of Destruction, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night. And I apologize for the time. I like this time. Matter of fact, I might even start switching my time. I like this time because at this time, this is when I really am amped up, and it takes me. I don't like the anticipation of having to wait till 8 o'clock at night before I can get on the air. I used to do my show at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I loved it. I might even think about switching. But tomorrow, I don't know what time I'm coming on. Depends on how many people piss me off. But I want you to listen to this song, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night at either 4 or 8. Goodbye, everybody.
World, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. We're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't switch the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to stay great.